From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Things were a lot busier at the state capitol in Atlanta today. The legislature is in session. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
The hour of convening. Having arrived, all members will please report to the floor of the House and take seats. All members.
Day one of the 2020 legislative session is largely symbolic, but now it means lawmakers are on the clock to pass laws before 40 working days pass by. The biggest will be amending the current fiscal year budget and figuring out next fiscal year's budget, a tall order since the governor is asking for significant cuts. It's also an election year, so you can expect some controversial bills to be filed as politicians look to keep their seats. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Atlanta's Grady Hospital says several floors will be out of commission for nearly a year. During a complete renovation, a water pipe break last month caused significant damage, and now hospital leadership says needed repairs will be completed by October. The hospital is currently handling about 80% of the number of ambulance transports prior to the damage in December. Lawyers for a Georgia man set to be executed this week are asking the state parole board to convert his sentence to life without the possibility of parole. Jimmy Metters was sentenced to die for the 1987 killing of convenience store clerk Don Anderson in coastal Glynn County. Metters is scheduled to receive a lethal injection Thursday. A sentence of life without parole was not an option at the time Metters was sentenced. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.